And chapter 5, verse 8 this morning.
Why was my Bible on that exact chapter and verse?
Because the Lord is speaking this morning. Amen. Not that he doesn't speak every day, but especially today, everything has been aligned with the worship, with your verse, Sister Vineet, with everything that the Lord has been speaking. And I'm just extending, more or less, Sister Dorcas's message from last Sunday.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we're going to begin in 1 Peter 5:8. And this is the Apostle Peter speaking. It's a warning, really. I just took a little portion of this verse because it just spoke volume to me. And this is just a warning from the Apostle Peter. And it says in verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. So here what the Apostle Peter is saying when he says be sober and be watchful, here it is in the Passion Translation. It says be well balanced, right? And always alert, because your enemy, right? Our opponent, the devil, Satan himself, roams around continually like a roaring lion looking for its prey, for a catch to devour, to eat it all up. Amen. And in Apostles Peter's words in this verse, these words are powerful, first of all, because it is a reminder of where, how, and how we need to stand in the Lord. Because the enemy, he comes, and when he comes after you, he comes strong. Amen. So this is a powerful reminder that we need to live spiritually in alertness, in vigilance. We have to be watchful. And what the verse is doing is painting it's a beautiful picture or an image of a roaring lion. Have we seen a roaring lion maybe at a zoo? A roaring lion prowling for prey, kind of just trying to intimidate people. Amen. Because that's what a roar does. If you walk by a zoo and you hear a lion roar or coming running against that fence where you're on the other side, and you hear that roar of a lion, you're gonna become afraid, and fear's gonna be instilled in you, because the enemy, the lion is coming strong at you, roaring, because when it roars, he's looking for prey. Amen. And what these verses are doing, it is warning believers about the reality and the present danger that the devil poses as a threat.
Amen.
Because he is constantly threatening you, lying to you, trying to deceive you. But unless you open that door, he cannot have his way.
Amen.
Amen. So he goes to and fro. He's looking. He's looking for that person that has been weakened, or that is weakening themselves in the word of God. He's looking for that person that has their mindset on other things and not on the word. He's looking for the weak one that he can come against. Mm-hmm, and this is why this is a warning from the Lord, especially nowadays. We are living in the end times.
Yes, we are.
And you see the enemy, he is having a field day. Some with our families, some with coworkers, amen, with the state we live in, with our nation, and even with our world. Becomes the enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal. And if he can do that in your life, then he has conquered. Amen. But we as believers, as Christians, we need to take heed and take notice on Peter's words in this verse to be sober. There is a call on our life of a Christian that we need to be sober and vigilant because the enemy is coming against us daily. So it is a warning for us to remain sober-minded, to remain alert, to remain watchful, and to know that you already have been fully equipped with everything that you need to conquer the enemy's Amen. Tactics.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
And this is why it's so important for us to stand firm. Now, we're not just equipped, but we are equipped to stand firm against the schemes of the enemy. Because he's coming against you. The second you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, you had an enemy. He mm-hmm. was already there. He's coming against you. Amen. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about the adversary. Because the Apostle Peter's using the metaphor of a lion to describe the devil's relentless pursuit. I mean, the devil is relentless. If you haven't noticed, he is relentlessly coming against our families, coming right. against their minds. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
Coming against their spiritual state, their emotional state. And this mm-hmm. is the devil's strategies. Amen. Mm-hmm. So the lion's roar can intimidate and instill fear in us, mm-hmm. in our mm-hmm. families. And just as mm-hmm. Satan tries to paralyze believers with guilt, fear, doubt, he can also come in and intimidate and put fear on us. Amen.
Amen.
And he likes to tempt us. Did he do it with the Lord Jesus Christ? He tempted the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
In the wilderness, with lies, mm-hmm. with half-truths. Mm-hmm. Just as mm-hmm. he did it when in the Garden of Eden with Eve. He told her, hey, Eve, you know, if you eat of this fruit, you're going to be like God. But she was already like God. She was made in the image of Jesus Christ, in the image of God. So it was mm-hmm. total deceit. Amen? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So the warning here is to become, us Christians, we need to become self-controlled. We have to become alert because we are in a real battle with the enemy. And in John 10:10, the word says the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
But notice one thing, that he can't just devour anyone like a lion. He only gets, like I said before, the stragglers, who drop out of the herd. Amen. This is why I remember Sister Benite's message years ago when she says, you're either in the boat or you're not. Because you got to remain. Church, you don't understand. You got to remain within like-minded believers. You got to remain with those that are believers of Christ. You got to remain in fellowship. And we know the reality is, and the truth is, that Jesus defeated the enemy. The enemy's under our feet. And may I remind you that he is a toothless lion. He can't have you. You belong to God. He can't have you.
Mm-hmm.
And all the lion, this lion, the devil, can do is roar.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's through intimidation and ignorance that Christians let the enemy, the devil, destroy them. And we've seen that. We've even seen that in our own lives. A lot of times we get so fed up with circumstances and issues of life, or even with maybe one of our children, that we're like, that's it. I'm done. I'm throwing in the towel. I can't take this no more. Even we, because we become discouraged. Why? Because the enemy comes, he comes subtly, like you don't even know if he's there, but he's coming against you, and he's coming with lies, and he's deceiving you, and he's lying to your mind. That's why the word this morning is so important, that during praise and worship, amen, The Lord fights your battles. The Lord is for you. The Lord is never against you. You are more than a conqueror.
Amen.
The enemy cannot do anything to you unless he has your consent and cooperation.
That's right.
Come on, church.
That's right.
Are you listening? The enemy cannot do anything to you unless you give him permission.
Amen.
Unless you cooperate with him. Let me give you a little story that I heard. I heard this testimony online, but there was a group of people that went on a safari. Vinny, listen to this, okay? If you go to Africa to a safari, and this group of people, they were in an open vehicle driving through the mist of lions, in the midst of a jungle, right? And there was in the midst of lions. The tour guide assured them that the lions would not attack them because the lions saw them as part of the vehicle as long as they stayed in it. You getting that picture? You got a vehicle, group of tourists, and the tour guide inside this vehicle, and the tour guide is saying the lion will not attack unless, right? As long as you stay within the vehicle, within each other. And he told them. And then one of the tourists decided to get out of the vehicle to take a picture. And instantly, the lion tore him up. What is the lesson in this story? That as long as we are in Christ, Satan won't touch you. Satan won't touch us.
Amen.
But when we decide, when we make a personal decision to stand in our own might, we are easy target for the enemy.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So once again, it is so necessary for God to become, hallelujah, a man in on this earth. Because he was the only one that could destroy the devil.
Amen.
Through the incarnate God, amen, he became man to defeat the enemy at the cross. And he conquered. And he destroyed Satan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And yes, Satan may still exist today, but his power and his authority has been destroyed by the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way the enemy can exert any influence upon the people of God, amen, if due to lack of ignorance of people. And I told you the other day, what you don't know will kill you spiritually. So here's a warning from the Apostle Peter, letting you know what you need to do, how you need to stand, and the truth about the devil. He has no power over you unless you cooperate and let him in.
Amen.
And give him permission.
That's right. Yeah.
The enemy's only weapon is deception. We read it in the Garden of Eden, in the book of Genesis. We see it all the time. He tries to deceive us with lies. This is why the word says, amen, that you need to know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Amen.
John 8:32, in the Gospel of John 8:32. So once again, I want to remind you, he can't do anything to you unless you give him consent and you cooperate with him. Amen. So here the Apostle Paul is giving us a warning and a call to be sober-minded. And he begins this verse 8, by urging, he's urging us, believers, to be sober-minded. And that means that so that we can live, that we should be living with a clear mind, thinking clearly on the things of God, having self-control, avoiding distractions, avoiding the influences that cloud our judgment. You know that social media and even TV can be an influence that can cloud your judgment. If you're not careful, it can do those things.
Amen. Yeah.
So the Apostle Peter is giving us a warning. Be sober-minded.
Amen.
We live in a world full of temptations. There's materialistic things that many people love to grab hold of. People are addicted to different things. People are in pursuit of self-pleasure. Amen. We know some of them in our families that are not serving God, that are doing these things. So the Apostle Peter is saying spiritual alertness is key for your walk in Christ.
Amen. Amen.
For your victorious walk in Christ. So being sober-minded involves grounding ourselves in God's word and maintaining ourselves in a Christ-centered focus. You see, like I said this morning, our focus, our gaze has to be on the Lord, has to be on the word. Because it is the word of God that was the truth of the word of God that will set you free. You got to know.
Hallelujah.
You got to know your identity. You got to know who you are in Christ. And the word says that as the Lord is, so are we. As the Lord is, so are we. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. And there's another call. There's a call for to be sober-minded in the area of emotions. And when we look at Peter's scriptures, you know, he was talking to an audience that was being persecuted.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't we being persecuted because we're Christ followers? We are persecuted every day by people. Even our own family members have come against us because we're in the word too much, because we say no to certain functions. So they begin to persecute. They begin to criticize us. They begin to judge us. Amen. But we gotta be God-minded. Amen. Everything else has to come afterwards. God-minded. Amen.
Amen.
And then the emotional reactions that sometimes we face is fear. And even anger can lead into spiritual compromise. How many of us have been so angry that we have sinned?
Yeah.
It's because of our anger. Let's be real. We've all of us been there. No one is exempt. So for us today, being sober-minded means not letting anxiety, anger, or discouragement control you, but always putting your trust in God's peace and sovereignty. Amen. Let's turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 4. And let's go to verse 6 and 7. Philippians 4.
That's 4.
This is a warning. This is just a warning. A good warning. Amen. Hallelujah. Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7. Says, be anxious for nothing. Are you hearing me? This is the word of God. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God.
Amen.
And it doesn't end there. And then it says, and the peace of God,
which surpasses
all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. How many of us need peace today? I believe we all need peace. I'm raising my hand because I need peace. Amen.
Amen.
Well, the word says, be anxious for nothing and be at peace.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reality is, church, that we are, as Christians, as believers, as followers of Christ, we're supposed to take our needs and problems to the Lord.
Amen.
In prayer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And anxious people, what happens is, anxious people are people who haven't thrown their problems over on the Lord in prayer. I think this is why this is so key. You know what? What happens in our prayer night stays in our prayer night. If you having a real issue, come to prayer.
That's
Don't
right.
hide behind the cross. Come. Let everything that is in darkness come to the light, but come. We will pray together. We'll come in agreement.
Hallelujah.
And the peace of God that surpasses all things will come Hallelujah. To you. And through this, through the prayer, we are supposed to thank the Lord for doing things before he does them. Like I said, receive and believe it. Amen. Before you see it. We got to thank the Amen. Lord before we see it with our natural eyes.
Hallelujah.
And this
Hallelujah.
Is what the Bible calls faith. Amen. I'm going to go there. Hebrews 11:1. Right? 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. So even though Amen. You haven't seen it, know that you already have it.
Amen.
Amen. And there's a Amen. Supernatural peace that isn't related to what happens in our lives. This is a supernatural mm-hmm. peace that keeps our hearts and our minds at ease.
That's right.
That is sobriety. We're being sober-minded.
Mm-hmm.
The mind of Christ, which is peace, love, joy. And peace doesn't just happen, but it's in context. It is a result of praying about everything and casting all our cares over to the Lord.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I think Isaiah 26:3, it says that perfect peace comes as a result of keeping our minds stayed on the Lord and
Amen.
Trusting in him.
Amen.
You want
Hallelujah.
Peace? Keep your mind on the Lord.
Amen.
And you will have Amen. Perfect peace, supernatural peace, a peace that you can give yourself and no one can give you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's right.
So that's one, you know, one call is to be sober-minded. The next call is to be watchful, be vigilant, be alert.
Mm-hmm.
Peter, you know, he's calling us to be watchful for spiritual dangers that may arise.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because we Amen. Are in a real battle. We've
that's
been
right.
saying that this month. We are in a battle.
Yes.
And the devil is not a passive observer. He is active and actively seeking opportunities to exploit weaknesses. And he's sowing doubt. And
That's
he's
it.
Leading believers astray. I think I pulled the scripture earlier in Matthew 24:10, where I'm just going to give you a few words because I don't want to go there right now. But it says that in the last days, many will fall away.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Many are going to become weak. Many are going to allow the enemy to interrupt their life and allow the yes. enemy to sow doubt into them and lies. Amen. So this is the reality of our spiritual warfare. We're in it because as long as we are followers of Christ, we're in a real battle.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are vigilant, that only means that you're staying aware of the tactics of the enemy and you are guarding against the subtle deceptions of the enemy, of his lies.
That's right.
So there's mm-hmm. a call for us to be watchful. It's like a command. He tells us, mm-hmm. be sober, be watchful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But be watchful through prayer. Because Jesus instructed not just his disciples in Matthew 26:41, but he's instructing us today to watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. Amen. Let me tell you, we all are tempted daily. The difference is, are you going to go along with the temptation or are you going to stand firm on the word of God?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And the reality is that a strong prayer life, and what I mean strong prayer life, I mean is praying is just talking to God, communicating with God, mm-hmm. meditating on his word, allowing him to speak back to you. You speak to him, he speaks back to you. Mm-hmm. So a strong prayer life is, it is so vital for our spiritual vigilance, because it enables us to stay connected to God's strength and discernment. Mm-hmm. And I've been saying it, we need to pray for discernment, because we need, you know, we have to allow the Spirit of God within us to give us a hint. Whoa, watch this individual, or watch this one, or watch this circumstance. Amen. Because how many of us know that the enemy will use people to come against us?
Well, of course, absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. So this scripture here, and I didn't go there, but Matthew 26:41, where Jesus tells the disciples, watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation, right? I don't believe this is telling us to pray that we won't enter into temptation, but rather praying keeps us from entering into temptation.
Keeping on. Amen.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's it.
Because we don't want to follow through that temptation. So when we pray to God, that prayer will keep us from entering into temptation. And when our minds are stayed on the Lord, Satan doesn't have access to them.
Hallelujah.
Because we got to say no. Hallelujah. Like Sister Dorcas said last week, tell the traveler to keep traveling. Amen. He's got to keep going. Because he cannot remain in our mind. He cannot remain in our thoughts.
He can't live here.
That's right. You got to go, enemy, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Again, this is a warning from the Apostle Peter. And it's a call, this verse right here, in 1 Peter 5:8, it is a call for us to stand in faith.
That's right.
Amen. So Peter's warning is not meant to lead us to despair. Or, you know, for us to break down or anything like that, or be afraid of this warning. But he is leading us to and preparing us for the battle.
Amen.
Vigilance. Amen.
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 James, let's go to James 4:7, a scripture that many of us know by heart. Let me find it here. Well, let's go to part of 6 where it says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Flee from you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We have to resist the devil.
Submit to God.
Amen. Mm-hmm. We got to submit to God first. We got to humble ourselves in the arms of God. Amen. Then we can resist the devil, and he has no other choice but to leave.
Amen. Amen.
And resistance comes through reliance on God's strength, not our own strength. Amen.
That's right.
Like Pastor Ruth said this morning, through the word. Amen. Through the Lord. Without God, we can do nothing. We need God. We gotta make a personal confession. God, I need you.
Amen.
We need God. We all need God.
Hallelujah.
It don't matter who you are. I don't care what type of title you have. We all need God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We gotta live this life in God's strength, not our own.
Yes.
Because we will mess it up. And humility is submission to God, and submission to God is humility.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And
hallelujah.
What this verse is doing is instructing us, right, to do two things at the same time. We have to submit to God and resist the devil.
Amen.
We can't truly submit to God unless we resist the devil, and we can't truly resist the devil unless we are submitted to God.
Hallelujah.
So these must be done simultaneously. Amen.
Amen.
And when we speak about the word resist, it means to actively fight against. So it's not a passive word. We're fighting. I mean, this is a true fight, a true battle. We come against the enemy because he's trying to destroy us. He's trying to destroy our dreams, our goals, our calling, our purpose. So we got to fight hard. And he's coming against hard against our kids. We got to fight hard.
Yes.
And we got to remain actively fighting because the enemy is real. Yes, he's been defeated, but he's coming, hallelujah, as an angel of light. As an angel of light, disguised as an angel of light, looking to see who he can devour.
That's right.
And it's also, this verse also calls us, and we've been saying this, that there is strength through community. There is power in numbers. We got to come together in prayer, in community.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday, 7:00, come together in prayer. We will come in agreement with you. Send us a prayer request. Mm-hmm. Let us lift up your situation in prayer if you cannot attend. Whatever we pray about stays in our prayer group. It doesn't leave.
Amen.
Like they said, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, what happens in our prayer platform stays in our prayer platform.
Amen.
Amen.
From my lips to God's ears, yes.
So community is so important to God. And Peter's words here were addressing a collective audience. He's addressing a number of people, reminding them and reminding us today of the importance of standing together as the body of Christ, as believers, as fellow believers. Because when we come together, we encourage one another and we hold each other accountable. I need to be held accountable for my actions and for what I do in this ministry. Amen. So we hold each other accountable. And this is vital for our spiritual endurance and strength in the word and in our walk.
Integrity too.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I hope you're getting something from this message. Amen. This is the Lord's word. This is the Lord speaking. Hallelujah. Amen. Hebrews 10. Let's go to verse 24 and 25. And it says, and let us not consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as in the manner of some, but exhorting one another. So much the more as you see the day approaching. We see we're living in the last days, but it is vital that we come together, that we assemble together in this platform right now, that we come together in prayer. And also loving one another. We have to be intentional about loving one another, because the reality is that love comes before good works. If we do all the good works in the world, but we aren't motivated by the love of God, it profits us nothing.
Amen.
Good works in the Lord are the byproduct of loving and knowing God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And the reality is that no believer, no Christian is supposed to make it on their own. We need one another.
You can't.
We need one another. As we get closer to the end time, the need for fellowship is crucial, church. Amen. The need for fellowship with other believers increases. The worse the times, the more we need each other. You understand?
Right.
We need one another. We have to be intentional about loving one another, even through the faults of each other, because we all have faults. No one is perfect.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But the love of God, love covers a multitude of sins. Amen.
Yeah.
The love of God, we have to be intentional about loving and forgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And there's always good news. Amen. Even though the enemy is prowling around, looking, prowling, just watching. Amen. You gotta know that you are under the care of the good shepherd. Amen.
Yes.
Jesus said in his word in John 10:28, I give them eternal, he gives us eternal life, and we will never perish in God.
Hallelujah.
And no one can snatch us out of the hand of God. Amen.
That's right.
That's in the gospel of John 10:28. You got to know that you know that you are in God's hands.
Amen.
He's covering us.
Amen.
He's got us. He's fighting for us. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's end with I believe this may be my last scripture, I'm not sure. Colossians 2:15. Let's see how it goes. Amen. But the word of God is rich. It is really rich to our lips.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Colossians 2:15 says, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Amen. He's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus totally despoiled or stripped Satan and all his powers. Satan is now naked and powerless. Do you hear this?
Hallelujah.
Praise God. He is totally defeated. He has been stripped of all power and authority. Only the Lord Jesus Christ has the power and authority, and guess what? He's given it to you also.
Amen.
As a child of Christ, you also have been empowered. You have the authority to come against things. Hallelujah. You have the authority to rebuke, to command things to go and to flee, and take no more residence over you in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And you got to know that Satan's power is limited, because he is ultimately defeated through Christ's victory on the cross.
Yes.
And
Amen.
That's what this is saying here in Colossians 2:15.
Amen.
Having disarmed principalities, that the Lord Jesus disarmed principalities. He defeated them. Amen. Satan is naked and powerless, has absolutely no power.
Hallelujah.
The Lord Jesus triumphed over the enemy, and today we are more than conquerors. We triumph too through the enemy. All we gotta do, church, is continue to be watchful, be sober-minded, be alert, know the tactics of the enemy, pray for discernment, stand in agreement with others, amen, fellowship with others, and know that the enemy has already been defeated. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 And this is as we face the spiritual opposition from the enemy. The Apostle Peter is saying, there's a call. Be vigilant, sober-minded, and faithful in the word of God. While the devil continues to prowl around like a roaring lion, we need not fear. Do not fear.
Amen.
For we serve a greater lion, like I said before, the Lion of Judah, Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Who has conquered
Amen.
Sin and death already.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. So church, as I close, let us live sober-minded. Let us live watchful lives.
Amen.
Be alert. Open your eyes. Amen. Open your spiritual eyes to see. Be fully dependent on God's power to resist the enemy, and stand firm in faith on the word of God, and watch.
Yes.
And watch how you're going to go from glory to glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you've already conquered in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
More
Amen.
Than a conqueror in Jesus' name.
Amen.